differences between, well, about some of your experience back there and kind of compare and contrast with, I think you said you went to parochial schools all your life?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think Catholic schools are good because all my sisters and brothers went and they're doing really well. And as of now, my oldest brother's in his eighth year of college, and all my sisters and brothers have tried college at least 1 year, and they're doing okay. And as for going to New York, it was a big change. I have traveled around the United States before, but going to New York and being the richest city in the world, wow, it was, you know, such a change. And when I got there, I was kind of shy. And as they say, the Indians are all shy. And it was kind of stupid. And at the same time, I had to prove to people that the Indians weren't dumb. So maybe it was stupid of me to think that. But when I went there, I competed against so many students. And it was because I had pride for the Indians. And the people there know that the Indians are the poorest people in the world. And I had to show them that we have intelligence too, sort of, you know, speaking. And I went out for sports and activities and things like this. I joined everything I could just to show them that the Indians weren't lazy. And as for the students themselves, they don't know that much about the Indians. They think the Indians still wear feathers and, you know, run around like savages and live in teepees, things like this. And and some knew, just a few knew how the Indians really were, and they know the Indians are poor, but the cultural difference is really, you know, really, really different. Because when I was there, I had a hard time, you know, when I had problems, I just couldn't go to my principal or the family I lived with for help. I had to call home long distance to get help from my own family, and that was pretty expensive because people there don't know the Indian cultural background and how we live and, you know, what kind of education I had before I went out there, and it's kind of difficult.
How do you feel about BIA schools? I mean, are they really helping Indian students?
I think they're really corrupted, really. The BIA schools, they think the Indian students don't can't do anything academically, so they put these workshop programs up, like leather craft work and things like this. And if a student wants to go on to college and to really get far in life, they have to have a good academic standing to get into any college, unless it's sort of like the Navajo Community College. But the BIA school in general isn't good, I don't think, the way I hear, you know.
Do you mean that they're preparing the kids for more vocational training instead of college preparatory?
Yeah, yes, I think so. And this relates to the relocation bit they have. I don't think it's as good as it should be, because when I was out in New York, I traveled around to different parts of the country, and while I was there, I met a few Indians that were on relocation. And most of them left, and that's a fact that more than half of the Indian students that go out on relocation usually come back to the reservation because they're not ready to, I guess you might say, mix with the white society. They don't know how to live in a city. They can't budget their money. They get paid because in a city you get more money, but the living is much higher. And they can't adjust to this. You know, people are fast. They think fast, they talk fast, and everything. The Indians are more, you might say, not slow, but they take their time about things. Whereas in the city, you have to be quick about things right away, you know. And I don't think the Indians, most of them, can adjust to it.
Do you think that BIA schools should remain on the reservation?
No, I think they should clear them out. Public schools are a lot better, and parochial schools.
And how much should the Navajo tribe get involved in this, or the other tribes that are on the reservation?
Well, first of all, before the tribe can even do anything about it, I'm not too hepped up on Raymond Nakai, but he really can't do much because it's really the council. Before he can do anything, he has to take his views to the council. But the council are all old men, and you know, like when he wants to pass something, he can't have it passed because the council won't let him. And I think before we can have a really good chairman, we need to have a whole new council altogether. People who are more educated, advanced, and more aware of what's going on in our society today.
The next question I'd like to ask is, what do you think about Gallup ceremonials?
I think it's, since I live very close to Gallup, I think it's terrible. I don't like it at all. Every year, people come in from all over, and the impression that tourists get is kind of off. Like, you go to the performances, and the announcer or the speaker, you might say, you know, when a dancer is coming out, they say, these people are content and happy. We aren't. We're the poorest people in the world, and these people go back to the city thinking that we're happy with the way we're living, and we're actually not. We're striving for some identity in the United States, and we need our living standards is very, very low. And considering most people get $6,000 to $10,000 a year around here, we're in poverty compared to most people around the United States. And also this ceremonial board deal that's going on, we need more Navajos on the board. And the Chamber of Commerce, when they're hiring people for, you know, the ceremonial beforehand, they hire all the white people. They won't put very many Chicanos in, and they don't put any Indians in. Occasionally, you'll find an Indian working for the Chamber of Commerce during that time, but it's usually Anglo people that get into it. And I think if they want a ceremonial, they should have more Indian students working in it, even if they have to be ticket collectors or something like this, but we need more Indians participating in it. And altogether, the ceremonial isn't too good. It brings in a lot of money, but the money, none of it goes to the Indians. And if it wasn't for the Indians, you know, there wouldn't be any ceremonial at all. And like now, they're thinking of building a new ceremonial area, and they want a year-round deal. And I think it's really bad because it's just getting too commercialized, and right now it is, and it's just going to go down. They want a year-round bit, but I don't think it'll be very much of a success at all. It's too, the Indian people don't live that way. Just like to say, the white people go back to the city thinking that, you know, we're happy, but we're not. We're just in poverty.
Do you have any opinion about the attitude towards Indians? Well, first on the university campus, and then in Albuquerque, and then on a national basis.
I don't think that here on the UNM campus, well, it's a pretty sociable campus. I don't think very many people are too, I guess you might say, prejudiced at all. I don't find it that much on the university. I get along with most students, but when I first came here, I roomed with an Anglo girl, and I moved out twice, and both times I lived with an Anglo, and I finally found myself Indian girl, and now I'm living with her, and it's a lot better. And I thought when I was first coming into the university, I'd be better off living with a non-Indian, but I wasn't too happy. I think, you know, it's better to live with the Indian, and yet you find, I guess you might say, prejudice around. Not that often, though, but when you go into the city, you find it more often. If an Indian went into a city university, she's treated as an individual. But let's say 50 Indians went in. Okay, right there you're discriminated because there's more. Whereas if you were just one Indian there, you're treated as an individual, just like I was up in New York. But I think if I had like, if they had like 50 Indians there, I think then the Indians wouldn't have been too great, you know, in New York. But I don't find UNM seems to be a good campus, you know.
What do you feel about very militant Indians or radical groups?
I don't think they're really getting anywhere, really. You have to do things peacefully. Get your ideas across, yes, but not violently. I guess you might say this is a sign of ignorance, you might say, on the part of these radical Indians. But I don't think they're that well educated if they are militant, you know, wise. They aren't very cultured, and not very many Indians are cultured in the first place. They need to be taught.
What do you feel about the University of New Mexico establishing an American Indian Studies program? Do you feel it should be, they should get a major and minor in it, or something like a, you know, the Latin American Studies? You know, it's kind of a divisional type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
They get their courses out of separate departments. And how do you think an American Indian Studies program should be established here?
I don't really know what you mean, but I think so far when I've been going to the Kiva Club meetings, I think it's a pretty nice idea if we can set it up. We need a lot of the majority to really get into this, I guess you might say, project of setting it up. Because right now we're not really getting anywhere, because we need more than one-third of the Indians to really say what we want. And we have to get our point across clearly and express ourselves well. And I think it's a good idea. And I think, I guess people could major in it. I think it'll be good. And especially for those, I think it'll be more good for the white people, Anglo people, to go into it. Because then if they want to teach on an Indian reservation, then I think they should go into it. Because otherwise, they're not going to get anything across to the Indians. You can't, they have to understand the Indian first before you can have communication.
What are your future plans as far as school is concerned, or, you know, after you get out of school, if you have any?
Well, I hope to go through school, go as far as my master's. And I think I'll major in home economics, because I don't want to teach all my life. As a lady, I think, you know, it'll be nice, but I think home ec can do a lot for me. It'll help me along the way, you know, even after I quit teaching. It's good, and I can get a job most anywhere, you know, if not as a teacher, but someplace in a company if I live near the city, which in a way, I wouldn't want to live in a city, but close to a, you know, city in a suburban area or one of these rural areas.
How do you feel about the Navajos as compared to other Indian tribes in the United States?
I think the Navajos are really the most cultured tribe. We have something to hold on to. We have something to identify with. Let's say the white people don't have nothing, really. That's the truth. I mean, you know, face it. They don't have nothing. The Indians have something to hold on to, their culture, their background, language, their work, jewelry, things like this. And I guess you might say their religious practices, I guess. I think the Navajos are the greatest, because I'm one. And I think we're the best tribe, really, because we really have something to hold on to. We're the largest. And I think the majority of the Navajo Indians haven't lost their identity and culture. Some are losing it. But now, today, the Indians are realizing that we should hold on to our culture. It's necessary. Because if we don't, then I guess you might say we're doomed. we're not really Indians at all. We have to hold on to our